Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, here for another afternoon of praising the Lord, listening to some good music, and we have a special treat. We have an interview by Ms. Rhonda Hayden, and I'm looking forward to that. But before we can go forward, we know we have to get the church announcements out of the way, so let's get to them. February the 11th, which is next Saturday, the youth are taking over the studio again, and we're going to have Y for C, which stands for Youth for Christ, and allow them to get on and praise the Lord in their way with their music and their words. And I'm really looking forward to that. I encourage you to grab a youth to listen to it, or make sure you tune in yourself so you can get an idea of what today's youth are thinking and what's going through their mind. Some of the stuff that they actually come up with is pretty profound, and so I encourage you to definitely listen to the show. February 18th, we have an interview with author V. Shad Simmons, and she has written a book called, and we will be discussing that book with her on the 18th of February. And then on February the 25th, we have Minister Kimberly Hovac coming back to the show. And don't forget that Minister Hovac's segment is now increased from half an hour to an hour, so we can really get into the meat of the Word of God with her. All right. If everybody who's listening to me knows, and if you didn't know, now you know, that I start every show out with a Bible verse. And this week I'm going to come from Matthew 6, chapter 25th to the 34th verse. And it says this: therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you would eat or drink, or about your body, what you would wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And that's what Jesus had to say to us. Can you add any time to your life by worrying? And, you know, God's going to take care of anything that God has created and God has done. He's going to make sure that they're okay. So we don't have to worry about how we're going to do something. We just have to learn how to believe and trust. That's the two main words for this week. Is believe and trust. Everyone, meditate on that verse. Read it for yourself. Get it into your spirit. Ask God for wisdom. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. But it would take a lot of anxiety off of the world if we would just stop worrying. Okay. All right. I can't wait to get into this interview. So we're going to bring Rhonda Hayden on the line. Are you there, my sister?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Sister Minister. How are you?
I am blessed. I am blessed.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I've been looking forward to this interview for such a long time.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, everyone. Rhonda is the artist that does praise, and I've been getting so much good feedback from that piece.
Amen.
That I had to ask you, what is your motivation for that? Where did that come from?
Oh, man. Just knowing that he is the creator of the world, of everything.
Oh, wow.
Everything he created just invokes a praise within me.
Ooh.
So that was my motivation, just knowing that God is, he's awesome. He's an awesome creator. So.
He's an awesome God.
Yes, amen.
He is an awesome God. You know, one of the things I noticed about that piece is that I think you came up with every single way that you possibly praise Jehovah. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
Oh,
I just, yes. I do. I love it. So how long have you been a spoken word artist, a Christian spoken word artist?
Wow. I have been writing spiritual poetry ever since I was a little girl. I've been, I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 14.
Okay.
And I've always had the gift of acting and drama and theater. And so when I realized that I could actually write poetry, my gift, you know, that God gave me just automatically kicked in presenting it, because I know that everyone that's a writer is not necessarily a performance poet.
Absolutely.
And so, once I put those together, I've been doing spoken word artist, spiritual poetry ever since I was about 15 years old.
Wow. Okay, well, God started using you really early.
Yes, he did.
So, have you ever done any contemporary work, or has it all been spiritual work?
Oh, I've done contemporary as well.
Okay.
Yes, I write both.
Yes.
But, you know, being in the ministry and being a minister, I wound up doing most of that most of the time.
Absolutely. I can relate to that. And I was going to get to that, whether that you are a minister. I saw it in one of your emails. And the same thing happened to me. You know, I have all this political poetry and all this love poetry. And I published my first book and called it The Journey Home, a collection of poems by Sister Pucci, and it turned into a ministry. So it's like, you know, when you become a minister, it's very hard to do anything else but praise the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
So tell everyone where you're from. What area of the country are you from?
Okay, I'm originally born and raised in Camden, New Jersey.
Okay, New Jersey.
I'm a Jersey girl. Jersey girl. And that's why I'm so proud of Ty Trebek. He's from my hometown. I graduated from Camden High School, and I went away to school in Atlanta, and I met my husband there. And he transferred to, his parents transferred him to North Carolina Central University in Durham, North Carolina.
Okay.
And I followed him.
Mm.
So I moved to Durham, North Carolina, and I've been here now in North Carolina going on 20 years.
20 years, wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's a long time. Congratulations.
Yes.
God brought a good man into your life. And
yes.
That's what happened.
Awesome. Yep.
I hope he's listening.
Let me tell you, I called him right before. I said, I'm getting ready to be on. You gotta get. He said, okay, because he's at work. And he said, okay, I'm logging on now.
Wonderful. You know, yes, for that. I'm glad that he is listening so he can hear what you said about him.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
You know what? Everyone, I've been talking about praise, and we've been discussing it. So I'm going to actually play the piece so everyone can hear it, and then we'll come back and talk to you again.
Okay.
And this is Praise by Minister Rhonda Hayden.
The giver of life, Ohinu, our God, Ropika, our healer, Jehovah Jireh will provide. To him be all praise, for he set the day. Rohi, my shepherd, Jehovah. Are here. I'm not present. Loud to him, for he set the heavens, the I am that I am. Locked arms with his creation, took off immortality because of love, bled and died just to set the brother free. And the sisters have been loose. Said an oracle of God, but we've gone beyond the veil, and on demons we shall trod. To him be all praise, for the oceans bow when they meet the sand. The thunder rolls, the lightning flash, in reverence of the man that holds the land in the very palm of his hand.
Listen to that. The one thing that hits my spirit so hard is that you love God.
I love him. I love him. I always say, I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him.
Yes. And you can tell. You can tell. You can tell. You can tell. And it comes through. The Holy Spirit really comes over you. Who did the music behind that?
Yes, that is a gentleman that is actually a deacon at my church. I go to the Church of the Apostolic Revival in Durham, and his name is Nathan Clemens. And Nathan is actually a veteran producer. He did a lot of stuff for a secular artist before he gave his heart to the Lord.
So that's
his thing. That's what he does.
He did it very well. Yeah. Let him know I said that. So what else is coming up for you on Horizon?
Well, I actually do a spoken word and open mic event once a month.
Really?
At the church that I work for. I am the outreach minister and campus minister for a Lutheran church in Durham. It's called Church of the Abiding Savior Lutheran. And since they've brought me on as their campus and outreach minister, I've been able to, thank God, use my gifts for outreach and ministry. And once a month, we do Living Words, and it's every second Thursday of the month. So we're preparing to do that next week. And that's been going 2 years strong.
Wow.
And it is, yes. I mean, we have not missed a month since we started. We just celebrated our second year anniversary in January. And so I'm really excited about that. We give the opportunity for spoken word artists, and it's also open mic. So people dance and they sing, do comedy.
Okay.
We had a lady 70 years old come and do comedy, stand up comedy. It's been
I bet it was great.
It's been such a blessing, and just providing an atmosphere of affirmation for people, because we had several spiritual poets who would go into the secular venues and not be received.
Whoa, I have been one of those poets, and it's quite shocking. I was like, if there are not one Christian in here that can
absolutely
can touch and agree with me. You're absolutely right. So it's wonderful that you're giving that avenue. I would like for you to give the church's name again, and if you have the address, in case someone's in the area.
Oh, wonderful, yes. The church, the name is the Church of the Abiding Savior Lutheran. It's 1625 South Austin Avenue, and that is in Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M, North Carolina, 27707. And the landmark is we're directly across the street from the university, North Carolina Central University, which is a HBCU, one of the public historical universities in the country, and we're right across the street from the law school.
Oh wow, wonderful, wonderful. Give that date and time out again, because
it's going to be on February the 9th at 7 p.m. We serve dinner. We start serving dinner at 7. We move into the sanctuary for the program about 7:45, and it's all free.
Wow, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I might come down there. I'm in Chicago.
Oh, I would love to have you.
I'm going to make my way down there one of those days. I'm in
one
Chicago
of these
up there.
Days.
Yeah, I don't go out when it's cold. So.
Okay.
But that sounds absolutely wonderful. And it's great that you're offering it free for people because, you know, we need to give access to God. To those that desire it. So if you come, let us open our doors and let us open our hearts and, you know, spread out our table and let you sit and bake bread with us. I think that's so important for us to do and not charge all the time. You know,
not all the time. And, you know, having the opportunity to actually break bread and fellowship and eat prior to the event is such a wonderful ministry, and it opens people up, and they're just ready, and it's like having dinner with family.
Yes, as well, we're blood related.
That's right. You better go ahead. That's right.
We're all blood related. We are related by the blood. You can't get no more related than that. No,
So
when I call someone my sister or my brother in Christ, I'm serious. You are my sister.
We are the family of God.
We are the family of God, okay?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we meet in a church, and that's one church, the body of Christ. You're going to have me preaching. Oh, 2 minutes
that's
is on
okay.
here. We're going to start preaching.
That's
pretty
all right.
Cool. That's okay. Well, I know you're going to have something live for us, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, I will give you the floor, my sister.
Okay, I'm going to share a piece that I wrote called I Got You Covered, We Be One. Upon my head a mantle sits, cloven tongues anointed to spit, heavenly secrets and celestial things, flown from the throne room delivered on angels' wings, oracles holy in rendition, otherworldly dispositions, written not on paper by pen, to extradite that which was hidden within, must have been set free to multiply relationship with thee. So the poetic prophetess speaks, the oil of anointing from my tongue leaks, drenching your ears with knowledge, no deliberation, saturating your spirit with divine revelation. So listen closely to comprehend as I spew out eruditions through metaphor and verb, for in the beginning was the word. The thought of one made manifest, bone from him bone and flesh of him flesh, no longer one, no longer one, no longer one, only a wonderment that God could do, spiritually sealing you with your boo. Just as Jehovah made the sacrifice, took the skin of beasts and covered you twice, covering her and covering him, the wool of the lamb, it covered them, and now a royal priesthood, we follow the king, and for one another we do this covering thing. Now there's no more mystery to this. With the exchange of sacred vows and the share of a kiss, we are one. So as I cook your dinner and you rub my feet, love be our center, the word be our meat, that strengthens and nourishes our union, we eat. We learn and we grow and we beat back defeat. Together we walk, together we stand, together we fight like combat hand to hand. For I am your woman and you are my man. Yes, we be an army of one. You be the grenade, I the machine gun. Defending our ground, tearing the enemy's kingdom down, strategizing a covert operation. You be the lawyer, I the litigation. Our minds as one, planning the course. You bring the tools, I'll build the Trojan horse. Infiltrating the enemy's camp in his diabolical stratagem, we revamp. Executing a coup d'etat, you lead the way, I follow ya. For you be me poppy and I you mama. You be the soldier and I be the chief. You be the ninja, I the righteous thief. Taking back what the enemy stole from us, we be the baddest team, for it's built upon trust. We move in secret like panther on prowl. You laugh like hyena, I take the prey down. We run like the cheetahs, a unified coalition, for we are one. There be no opposition, no room for jealous apparitions. This thing is airtight, there is no competition, for I am you and you be me, a numerical equation equivalent to we. A multiplication of two equals one, a mathematical summation only devised by the sun. For you be my man and I your woman. You be my sensei and I your chosen. I be the helm and you be the ship. Together we ride though the storms may exist. I got your back. For you be the sharpshooter, I plan the attack. We move in stealth, we be a wolf pack. How can two walk together except they agree? I execute the ambush and you cover me. We are one. Love be our teacher, love be the holy son. Our sergeant, if you will, you roar, my dear lion. I go in for the kill. You paralyze the enemy, I take him out. I march around the walls, you give out the shout. I stretch out your faith and part the Red Sea, for I be the rod extending from thee. Up to the half of your kingdom, I share in your reign. I be your Esther, you be my king. A house divided against itself won't stand, for I am your woman and you are my man. Prophetically sealed by Elion, the Most High, together we agree, for I cover you and you cover me.
Oh, wow. So I have to snap, snap, snap. I don't know if you can hear the snap and snapping.
I can hear you.
Oh, my. That was such a blessing. That was such a powerful piece. Now, you know, go ahead and say something. I'm speechless right now.
I was invited to share at a marriage retreat in Texas, and the theme was covering one another. And so I prayed about that thing, and the Lord gave that to me, because a lot of times in relationships there's this jealousy and this competition, and you know, and the Lord is like, when I sealed you together, you become one. And you move like, you know, the army says we are army of one.
Yes, we are.
You move as one. And so we are a team against the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can also not just be for a marriage relationship. It can be for any type of familial relationship in the body of Christ.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. I'm agreeing with you. You take the show. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let it flow. Your spirit is spewing all over the airways, and this is going all over the world. And,
amen,
you know, people who have never, even heard of poetry, of heard of words weaving together like this in honor of God. The spirit is touching them. I got goosebumps, and I'm not just saying that. Yeah, I'm not saying it, but when you know when the spirit is in the room.
Yes,
you know, because you get a little chill. He said, "I'm here." Get those goosebumps going. So you go ahead and just, oh my Lord, you. I just love it. Go ahead.
Amen. Well, the next one I'm going to share is entitled "The Meeting."
Okay. Okay.
Dear Diary, I know it's been a minute since you last heard from me, but I had to write. Put paper with pen to express the anticipation within because I met a guy last night. At first I was coy, because when I saw him I was overcome with joy, and I really didn't know how to act because it was a blind date. Now that I know that it was my fate, because at the time I wasn't really looking with him to mate. But my girl hooked me up. Took me to meet him in her expedition truck. I didn't know how to dress. I thought I was fly, but later realized that I was a hot mess. Oh, Diary, I know it's been a long time, but I had to write. Put paper to pen to express the anticipation within because I met a guy last night, and I didn't know that this meeting would change my life. Oh, and he was fine. Always thought that I was a dime, but when he looked at me, it was more than the physical that he would see. He touched my soul. Can't really explain it, but when he looked at me, I felt a hole in my heart that I was not aware until he touched me there. And when he touched me, it made me quiver. Yo, I'm talking about goosebumps on my liver. This dude made my knees shake, my body quake. It was like my birthday. I mean, with all the trimmings like ice cream and cake. I was mesmerized by his piercing eyes, and I couldn't get my words out. Wait, let's back up instead, because Diary, I'm moving a little ahead. My girl had been telling me about him, said he was perfect for me, said that she really thought he was my destiny, but I wasn't trying to hear what she was pitching, because I ain't into no matchmaker hitching, but she kept on pressing. And I had to admit that I just kept on messing around, and my heart stayed empty inside a hollow sound, like a drum that's lost its beat. It was there, useless in its cause, a pathetic tool that has lost its rhythm and was stuck on pause. So I conceded to her plea and agreed to go with she to where he was supposed to be. Now, a girlfriend took me to this party like none I had ever seen before. I could hear the music pumping from outside the building door. I rubbed my eyes and had to blink. I shook myself and had to think, for if I was not mistaken, I thought I saw the building shaking. I squinted my eyes. I thought, I'm tripping. But I was sure through the window I saw this chick backflipping. Gymnastics at a party? What kind of place is this? What kind of music they got pumping to make a sister flip? What kind of name is up a room? For on the building it did loom. These questions raced through my mind as I followed my homegirl in. And when I stepped into the place, my head began to spin. The cloud of smoke that was in the room, it made my vision hazy. The contact I immediately got, I thought I was going crazy. My homegirl grabbed my hand real tight, told me it would be all right. It's just a glory cloud. I wasn't sure I heard her right. She pressed in through the crowd. I got excited because she said that he was there. I said, do you see him? She said she felt him in the air. You feel him? Where? I was looking at her strange, but truth be told, I felt the same. Explain it? I really can't, but I too knew he was there. It was just this feeling from my toes up to my hair. I had to stop. I pulled away. She knew the deal. This is your day. She repeated twice. Don't throw the dice. You may not get another chance. And what was funny is, somehow I knew this in advance. How I knew, I cannot detail, but I knew that I should not derail, but stay upon that destined tack to meet this dude who would have my back, cover and protect, a covenant he would erect with me. I had yet to meet the man of my dreams, but I knew that this would be. Again, how I knew this, I cannot fully explain, but in this party, something was happening to my brain. I must admit I was a bit afraid to meet him, but my body swayed to greet him. It was like it had a mind of its own. I could feel the music pulsating in my bones, and I was hot, fly or not. It was like fire, and I couldn't shake the desire to open my mouth and speak in an ancient tongue. And my body and mind became one, and I was introduced to him, the sun. And just like that, it was done. I touched him or he touched me. I can't differentiate, you see, because it was no longer me but we, I and him, he and I. For me, there was no other guy that could move me the way he did, that could lift up the lid on all of me that was hid. Then the DJ, Cool JC, began to play a reverie, and I was pulled to the front, you see, and he began to dance with me. The tears were streaming down my face, and I was enveloped in his warm embrace, and we danced. My clothes were drenched in tears and sweat. My feet and legs were tired, yet we danced. This dance we danced was liberating. The dance we danced was liberating. This dance we danced was liberating. There was no more deliberating, for this dance was emancipating. I had been found, set free, no longer bound. It was now a love spree between him and me.
Oh, my goodness. You have... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will agree with you. That took you on a ride. But if you really listen, you know where the ending is going. And like you said, I will wait for you like a bride's groom. Wait for his bride. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I'm usually not speechless, but you have such a God-given talent, and you have blessed this show so much. I am so glad that you came on. No problem. I'm going to tell you now, you're in the family, so you can't be a stranger.
Amen.
Okay. Don't be a stranger to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. Don't let me call you and say, hello, you know, Minister Hayden, where are you? But you have to let people know if they want to talk to you or get you to perform or do anything, tell them how they can reach you.
Yes, you can reach me. I'll give you my email address and my phone number.
Okay.
My email address is Hatton Rhonda. It's HattonRhonda. That's one word, Hatton Rhonda at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Because everyone, if you didn't have that or you forget, I want everyone to listen to the show again, to listen to the words that you're actually saying, because they were very meaty. It was solid spiritual meat that you fed us today. And if you go to the ministry's website, which is www.sistapoochie.com, which is SistaPoochie.com, you can find all of Rhonda's, Minister Hayden's contact information there as well. And you forgot the phone number. So
the phone number is area code 919.
Okay.
519-1738.
Okay. Well, we're going to have...
feel free to call me, yes.
Okay, wonderful. We're going to definitely put that up on the website. I have enjoyed this immensely.
Me too. Amen.
I have been touched. This half an hour goes by so fast.
It does. It really does.
It's like, whoa. But that's okay. I'm moved by the Spirit, and we want to thank you here at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry for blessing us, because it is a blessing when another saint comes on and gives of themselves to our listeners. And I thank you of giving of yourself, because it was definitely a spiritual connection here.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So, well, tell your husband I said hello.
I will. He's probably. I can give him a shout out. Ian Hatton, my king.
Okay, Ian Hatton. I'm not going to call you king, but hello from the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. Sister Poochie loves you, and your wife is absolutely wonderful.
Oh,
and
bless you, sister.
God bless you, okay?
Amen.
And thanks so much, and I will
thank
be talking
you
to you.
Thank you for having me. I am so honored. Thank you.
You will be back, okay?
Yes.
I want to hear some more from you. Just call.
I'm looking forward to it.
And I'm gonna give you one of these invitations. If you just feel like doing something live, just call.
Okay.
I got like, you know, producer rights around here. I can stop this.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
So when the Spirit hits you, I know you. I have your number. I'll know it's you, and you can come on whenever the Spirit hits you. Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
and I just pray that God continue to bless your ministry and bless what you're doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I believe and receive that from you.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. All right. I have to get on to the dance break now. So,
okay.
Right. Okay. God bless, and I'll talk
God
to you
God bless
soon.
You, too. You have a great evening.
You, too. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. That was an absolute pleasure, an absolute treat for us to have her on the show. And next up on the mic is DJ Frankie Vi and the Gospel House Mix. Now, I want to let you know that you can listen to DJ Frankie Vi every Sunday between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.my959.com. Every Sunday, you can listen 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at www.soulwetrust.com. And then on Tuesdays, you can listen to him and Minister Kimberly Hovak live broadcast between 7 and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.themastersgroove.com. So everybody, this is the time to get up on your feet. Let's give the Lord some praises. And this is the Gospel Dance Mix for the Week by DJ Frankie Vive.
He's all right. 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 He's all right.
In the morning, he's all right.
He's all right.
In the noonday, he's all right.
He's all right.
In the evening, he's all right.
He's all right.
In the midnight hour, he's all right.
He's all right.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's all right.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's all right.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's all right.
Yes, he is.
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 He's all right.
Put your hands together for me like this one. He'll be with you till the end. And stay with your soul frosted.
Work it out.
Telephone disconnect.
Work it out.
Waiting on your next.
little friend. You might be going through something right now that you might not understand. But don't you worry. What I have to say can bring a change in your life. You see, no weapon formed against you can prosper. It's in the Word. And if you need help, all you gotta do is ask. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks for seek, and he who seeks,
that was DJ Frankie Vibe with the dance break for the week. Everyone, I've had a very wonderful and blessed time today. I wanted to give a special thank you out to Minister Rhonda Hayden for coming on and sharing her wonderful spoken word with us and really touching our hearts as she has done. Don't forget to support her ministry if you're in the dorm area. Please go and support her ministry. Listen to the show over to get the exact contact information. You can also go to www.sisterpoochie.com, spelled SisterPoochie.com, to get her contact information. Support Frankie's ministry on Sundays. And don't forget to go to Bible study every Wednesday night between 7 and 8 with Elder Faye. All right, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. with how great thou art. Everyone have a peaceful and blessed week.